listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
18 years. 18 years? She got one of your kids, got you for 18 years? I know somebody paying child support for one of his kids. His baby mama's car and crib is bigger than his. You'll see him on TV any given Sunday.
Win the Super Bowl and drive off in a Hyundai. She was supposed to buy a shorty Tyco with your money. She went to the doctor, got lipo with your money. Mm. She walking around looking like Michael with your money.
And in other words, we can't say.
Should have called that insurance, Geico, with your money. Hey, welcome to the Blackout Tips podcast with your host Rod and
Karen.
And we're in the house on a Monday.
Yes.
A very special Monday, man. Yes. Two of our favorite people in the world on the show as guests. I feel like if you listen to us, you should be familiar with them.
Yes.
You know, I feel like that should happen. If it's not happening, you should make that happen. But it's Keith and Hemda from Keith and the Girl podcast. What's going on, guys?
It's so good to be here. This is like, you know, once, twice a year I get to rap. I put that shit on my resume. I'm just like, I rap professionally twice on the Black Guy Who Tips. It actually sounds more racist than it is. Tips.
Well, you guys both knocked it out the park. Go ahead, Keith. I'm sorry.
No, I've been practicing all weekend.
Oh, well, you know, I could tell you were brushing up. You know, I appreciate you taking it serious.
All the neighbors think I'm racist, but I've been, you know, I had to.
Well, it's really important that you practice the lyrics instead of writing your stand up this weekend. I mean, no pressure, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Kendra said you have to go to your show, and I'm like 3 weeks, 2 days. I found out. I did write this weekend, though.
Oh, that's what's up, man. You know, it's getting close, man. Now, how many years will this be for
this
the April
13th?
13?
Wow.
13. Oh, my God, man. You guys have been podcasting for the entire 13 of those years?
11 years.
7 of the years? Wait, 11 years. Yeah. All right, my bad, man. It kind of broke up a little bit on me. So 11 years you guys been doing a podcast. 13 years you've been doing a stand-up.
Yes. It's like, you know, married for 5, but together for 7.
Man, that is so dope, man. It's such a milestone. Is there a theme this year? Cause I know sometimes you guys, you know, have like, oh, I'm not cursing this year. I'm, you know.
Right. It's extra cursing.
Yes.
Sometimes there, when I'm done writing, there happens to be some kind of theme. I don't really know how to explain it, but what's happening so far, it seems to be about how things affecting us, whether it's political or otherwise, as opposed to how a person affects you. That's how it seems so far, but I really can't say.
Okay. Oh, I appreciate the inside scoop, though, man. You guys heard it here first.
I want to be clear. I mean, I really don't know. Not
okay, no problem. He doesn't know. You heard that here first, guys. The Blackout is breaking all the inside information live.
So that's nice.
Say that again, him.
I heard it here too, so yeah. It's breaking for me as well, and I'm producing it.
Now that's the other thing, Hemda. You've been producing this for so long. Like, do you? Because everybody, I was asked Keith, does he get nervous and stuff? Do you get nervous?
I always tell Keith that I'm not nervous until afterwards, and then I tell him that I was shitting a brick with his jokes about writing it 5 minutes before it happens. I think I'm on autopilot. Things are pretty much set. You know, we do something in April every year, so after 11 years, I'm not as nervous.
It's how I stay topical. What if it turns out Cosby didn't do it on April 14th?
It's like all this material, you know? I'm so glad I waited. Well, the thing is also when you're, like, doing your stand-up, like, and you're writing it, you're kind of like the person that's responsible for all the material and stuff, and you know whether you did what you were supposed to do.
Right.
Hemda, you producing something involves so many other people, and notoriously people ain't shit. Like, I would feel like the nightmare would just be like, I show up and then people are like, oh, the 15th. Oh,
I was the day off.
You know what? Every year, one of Keith's best friends calls him a week after and was like, dude,
I was there.
Aren't you doing stand-up today? No, that was fucking last week, but you can come over now. I'm having, you know, a couple drinks at my house.
Still got the stuff in my head. Might as well not go to waste.
Yeah. And Keith, you do this on your birthday, man. How old will you be now?
I will be 42 years young.
42, man. Looking good, man. White don't crack.
Well, it's a filter, but thank you. I'm seeing babies dropping all over the place. Good work.
Yep, working on it. Well, the other thing too, you guys don't just do just the stand-up special. It's like an entire like week of events taking over New York City.
You guys need to plan an April where you come to New York and we do our Keith and the Girl week or weekend, whatever we're doing that year, and I want to include you on Keith and the Girl week.
Okay, cool. All right. We're,
like the black guy who tips and Keith and the Girl, I feel like that would be really cool.
I think let's put cool
show.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah, let's do it right now. We'll just hey guys, show's canceled. We're gonna talk off air. Sorry, fans.
We will be
for class in producing.
You know what? I didn't realize how much. I consider you guys friends. Me and Roger actually went to a Chinese place last night, eating our dinner, and there was these two old couples right next to us, and one of the dudes was doing a whole comedy routine, because when you're old, apparently you don't give a fuck about other people eating their meals, and when you turn your hearing aid off, you want everybody to hear your conversation. So they was just having this big, loud conversation beside us, and I started laughing because it sounded like Gilbert Gottfried over there, and I was like, what is happening over here as we and Keith and the Girl Land? What's happening?
Yeah, he was telling old man jokes.
Yes.
One of them I remember was it was pretty good. He said, I started a fight with my wife the other day. She walked in the bedroom and she said, what's on the TV? And I said, dust! And that's when the fight started. We were like, this old man is killing me with these. And then they also talked about Trump, Mexicans, Nissan imports.
Yes. Not that I wanted to hear that over my rice noodles. I didn't give me an option.
Yeah, it was.
We have been in a restaurant where suddenly I can clearly see that Keith is not listening to me anymore, and I hear murmur in the background. I'm like, "Are you listening to other people's conversations?" He's like, "Yes, I converse with you all the time.
I know you.
Yeah, I know all your hot takes on Mexicans. This guy is giving me new stuff, and I need to know why he thinks that." He was like, Japanese cars made by Mexicans coming into America, right? And I was just like, keep going,
yeah,
buddy.
Keep going. And one of the old ladies, they were talking about if they were going to vote for Trump or not. And one of the old ladies, she said, if I see Trump, I'm going to punch him in his face. We got that over there at that table.
She said, I can't believe nobody shot him yet.
Oh, okay.
That's what it was. I was like,
my bad. I was like,
She made it smoother. Do you know, like, restaurants or, elsewhere, I'll notice this on the subway a lot. Parents correcting their kids or talking to their kids, but obviously doing it loud for our benefit.
Yeah,
I see that a lot. Just the other day, the kid's asking, "Are giants real?" And the mom goes, "I don't know. I've never seen a giant." Are trolls real? And even louder, the mom says, "Well,
your aunt is very real."
Yeah, I know a couple people that I would say are trolls.
Ew.
And she's acting like the whole subway's going to give a standing O.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
It's like, I don't have kids, but I'll just be like, hey, how about shut the fuck up? Just like to, and then, whoever.
Oh, hold on. You cut out a little bit, Hemda, right after you said shut the fuck up.
Very funny.
whenever there's like kids around and their parents, like the kids are being bad, I do appreciate a parent that like gives the fake hustle of pretending that they're trying, like, come on, you know we don't do that at home. But you can tell from the kid, like, they do that shit every day, all day.
Yeah, because the kid looks confused. That's funny. I thought we do this because I do this every day. There have been times where I secretly discipline somebody's kid, like totally don't know the person, but I was at a post office one time. This kid was acting up like you wouldn't goddamn believe. Like, he wasn't in public, like no one could hear him. And the mother's just obviously used to it. He's throwing a conniption and a heart attack. And so I just stare right at the kid, like with this really just mean mug and this son of a bitch, and until he stops. Because all you have to do is look at a kid.
Yeah.
At him like, do you know you're fucking yelling?
They want that. They want that attention, man. You know, they get it. Then it's like, I don't know what to do with this shit. apparently, all the adults hate me now. But yeah, we were in that restaurant, and yeah, the guy gives all his stand up. They talk about shooting Trump.
He talked about Kanye and Kim and Taylor. Yeah. I was like, did y'all listen to the album too? Shit, what did y'all review on it?
Yeah, she wanted Kanye shot too. That lady was shooting everybody that night. Yes. She's like, someone should just shoot him too. I was like, Jesus, lady. I mean, I'm not. Go ahead, Keith.
I was trying to get title work, and it's bullshit.
Yeah. Oh, but it was cool, man. I hope I reach that age, you know, where I'm that old, and I'm just like, man, I don't give a fuck who's in this restaurant. They need to know I don't like Donald Trump and fucking Kanye West, and you know what, I'm gonna die soon anyway. But and then I had on my I had this shirt that says, like, it looks like the ingredients part of like a I don't know, box of cereal, but it says like pure black nutritional facts, and it's like 100% melanin, you know, all this shit. And there was this one old white dude that was
sickle cell.
yeah 5% sickle cell,
1% diabetes.
Yeah, a little bit of high blood pressure was on there. Big dick was on there. But there was this one dude, I guess it was distracting him because he was like sitting all the way across the restaurant talking to like two other people supposed to be, and he kept ice grilling my shirt like the whole time. Like, did I do something to you, buddy? Like, it's not like it says like fuck white people on my shirt. It was just like, I like being black. Is that cool? He's like, it's not cool at all, motherfucker. That was awkward.
Yeah. Did he really say it's not cool at all, motherfucker?
I could feel it, you know?
That's what his eyes said.
It was implied. You know, I'm used to the look. I am from Trump, the South.
Right.
I'm used to the look. You know, Trump was just here. A lot of white people are feeling themselves. So it's, you know, they, and then not to mention, we also lost the right for people to just go to the bathroom they want to go to.
Oh, that's some bullshit. Yeah, they fighting that shit in court. I hope they overturn that, because here in Mecklenburg County, we're a lot more liberal, a lot more democratic, and we're the one that passed the law in our county, and it prompted everybody else to do like an overnight secret meeting. They was like, fuck that shit. We gonna meet. You want to meet right now? They met like overnight to vote that shit down.
Ironically, in a bathroom.
Yeah, right. They were tapping each other's feet. We passed a law in Charlotte that said, go to the bathroom you want to go to. It's really not a fucking big deal. Mm-mm. We just happen to be a very liberal democratic city, you know, in the South. But then the rest of the state was like, man, fuck y'all. And then they were just like, they freaked all the way out, and they're just like, yo, you cannot go to the bathroom unless you have, which is, it feels like something like you would say to a fifth grader.
I pee pee.
Yeah.
Pee pee then. I mean, show me your pee pee and then you can see if you can come into this bathroom.
I don't even know who's going to be checking genitals on this shit.
I'll check genitals. I'll check the pee. Okay, so you show me out mine and I'll show you yours. And if you're in any, then you go into any bathroom.
I did notice a Twitter that said, why don't we remind everybody that the only people who had trouble with bathrooms are actual senators, something like that. I'm not gonna start, but it's the senators that are getting in trouble sexually in bathrooms, not, you know, people's peepees necessarily.
Yeah, it feels so archaic, man. And then I don't think they thought about it.
But you know, it would finally give these bathroom attendants something to do.
That's true.
Hand me a paper towel? No, check my dick.
You all right? You just walk in and flash them. Hey, can I go yet? Okay, thanks, buddy.
Paying a dollar to do something.
Right. Well, the other thing, too, though, is I don't think they thought it through, because if someone is trans and they're presenting as a certain gender enough that they use that bathroom and they haven't had any problems. Now people are going to be like, I think a guy just went to the bathroom for the women. I think a woman just went to the bathroom for the men. Because that's how, that's, we've already, in society, it's not like you've never used the bathroom with a trans person. You have been. You just don't give a fuck because right. Nobody does.
I don't care. I just want to piss.
Do you think that's why maybe people don't like transgenders can use the bathroom that they want? Because then when I go into the bathroom, you might think I was born a lady.
Everyone's getting too confused. No, it's for real, guys. Like, no, this is really my dick. Like,
so well. I don't think you can do this anyways.
What they realize is if you want to rape you back, waiting to look at the dress on the thing, like, oh, wait, I'm not sitting here, so I'm not going to be a predator. You, anyone who wants to rape you is, you know, you, what are doing in the bathrooms? I'm assuming, right? I'm assuming some kind of sexual. If I wanted to attack you, I would not check which bathroom I'm supposed to be. I'm not supposed to be any of them. I'm.
Well, him, to, for some reason, the mic is cutting off on you. Like, it's cutting in and out. I don't know.
It's a transgender mic.
I don't know what it was because that point seemed so eloquent and so good, and then it just was like
bad people are going to come and rape. They don't go, oh no, I can't.
Yeah, well, I'm hold on, yours is cutting out too now. Let me hang up and call y'all right back. Give me 1 second.
Getting angry at transgender.
It's Skype. It's hating.
It's like, he's transgender. No.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's like an internet thing, like the connection. Give me
like
1 second.
Tunnel.
Yeah, I don't know. It sound like, you know, it sound like it's not picking up. It wasn't picking up for a second. Hello? You guys there?
Hello.
Hello.
Okay. All right. I hear y'all. It just sounds a little in and out. Like, I don't know.
Okay. I think that might be good this time.
All right.
How about now? Can you hear everything I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear everything you're saying.
I can record on my side, and but you guys just act like what we're saying is great.
Mm-hmm. Well, we could try that as well, but I think it's good now, so we'll try to keep it going. But
anyway, bad people bathrooms, you get it.
Yeah.
I'm saying if you had bad intentions, you wouldn't wait and see that you're going into the wrong bathroom. If I wanted to sexually assault someone in a bathroom, I wouldn't go into the female bathroom necessarily because, oh, I got to match the dress. I'm wearing a dress. I'll go into the one with the dress to assault someone. People who are breaking laws and committing murder and sexual assault and rape are not waiting for the right signs on the bathroom doors.
Right. Exactly. Newsflash. They already don't give a fuck about the law.
They already don't care about you, your sex, your gender. They just want to break shit.
Right, they're not sitting around like, yo, man, I was going to rape so many fucking people, man, but these bathroom signs are stopping everything.
Well, then when they see a unisex sign, they get really confusing, don't they?
Who do I rape? Who do I rape?
I'm not a family.
I don't know. I just give up, guys. When they get the laws figured out, I'll come back. But until then, there is some developments about this in North Carolina. There's a lawsuit going on where some activists are suing our governor over this new law. So they're trying to get it repealed because obviously it violates people's civil rights, you know. So that's kind of some good news coming out of it. There also is this thing called Moogfest, which is a festival that celebrates the work of Dr. Moog, M-O-O-G, who actively supported all forms of self-expression and equality, and they're refusing to honor the law at their event that's in North Carolina. So they're just like, that's, you know, cool. Fuck that shit, which is good, because who's going to enforce it anyway, man? Just fuck it. Just go to the bathroom you want to, and I really worry more that it's going to embolden, like, bigots and shit to be like, right. Oh, you're in the wrong bathroom. I don't think like the police are going to be busting people in bathrooms.
It is. The reason it should be okay is because for many years, I've been sneaking my wife into the guy's bathroom when the women's line is ridiculous long. Now I can just say easy, transgender. I'm an asshole.
You know what they can do is make like a bathroom for people with long hair and a bathroom for people with short hair, right. And then understand that like, hey, none of these rules apply, you fucking moron.
Yeah, my what I think is we should invent a third bathroom that is for rapists. And then they go to that bathroom. You see what I'm saying? So like,
but why can't I? Here's what I don't like about that. Then I'm not allowed in their bathroom when I did nothing wrong.
It's still discrimination.
Absolutely.
Yeah. They would be suing the state and shit.
I deserve the right to rape.
Right. Regular people are coming into our bathroom and they're not raping anybody. Okay. Right. there's also this lawmaker in Nebraska. He's a Republican, and he's trying to
I like him. Go on.
Okay. His name's Senator Bill Kittner. And
should have waited.
Yeah, man, you went a little early on that one. Keith's a loose cannon. He went on the talk radio to discuss quote what he would like to explain call men in dresses.
Oh,
okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait, tell the story a little slower. I'm writing it down for stand up.
Yeah. he basically wanted to fight against the law that would stop discrimination for LGBT people in Nebraska, so that you can't just like fire people for being gay or trans or something like that. Which in a lot of states you actually still can do that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, people are like, gay marriage is in. It's like, well, shit's not over. You know, people can still get fired for just coming in to work. His reasoning for not wanting this protection is that he's like, if some guy's not doing a good job at work, he's coming in late and I want to go fire him, he'll just be like, I'm trans. You can't fire me.
That's so stupid. That is the dumbest thing ever. Then we can never fire anybody of color. We can never fire anybody, I don't know, who wears a beret. I don't, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. This is just, the people who think their rights are being taken away by giving other people equal rights. Mm-hmm. And it's magical. It's like, oh wait, you get to have what I have. That means for some reason you took it from me. But nobody's taking shit from you. We're adding shit.
Yep.
You wrong side of the law, motherfucker.
Yeah. You know what's wild is like, remember when we were kids
I'll tell you what's wild. What's wild is these people have children and they're like, fuck.
Yeah, that's true. Like we were, when we were kids, we were like in school and I remember like getting lessons in civics and shit. And they would be like, you know, and then these people are elected by this many people. And then they go on to be like the congressman. And this is what a governor does. And this is what a senator does. And these are the checks and balances. And this is the civil court. And this is the criminal court. And this all this. And it seems so complicated. And now I'm an adult and it's just some dude like, well, I mean, it's a guy in a dress. And it's like, what the fuck, man? Did you go to school for this?
No.
You can go to the gas station and find a guy that talks just like this.
You know what? I was talking on today's Keith and the Girls show, and I was saying that I just lost my train of thought.
You're on Keith and Girls show and something about a dress in civics.
And oh, yeah. The next there should be a sixth grade moderator, because in sixth grade we were having better debates than these assholes.
Right.
These guys who go, well, Mexico will pay for the wall. Well, okay, what do you mean by that? Show your work.
Nope.
Yes.
I just said. When in life could you tell your teacher, because I said so?
I got F's in school, and I still haven't gotten apologies for my high school.
Yes, you should have passed. We all should have fucking passed. When you see the Republican debate, everyone should get a fucking A, man. That's not a debate. That is not what we learn in any, like, debate class, debate club. You could not just turn to some dude and be like, well, that's why your wife's a whore. How about that? Well, you got some little ass hands. I bet you got a little dick. Whoa, A+. This guy studied. This fucking guy's good.
He was prepared today.
You could be president one day, man. You keep that shit up, man. You got anything to say about Size?
That's a new way that teachers keep their kids quiet. Hey, unless you're planning on running for president, stop talking about other people's dicks.
Yeah. Well, Kittner in this interview had some pretty good quotes. The interviewer asked him, he said, the reason the LGBT community believes this is a civil right is because, like being black or being a woman or being old, you don't choose to be transgender. You don't choose to be gay. You're saying they're making a choice and you're using that choice to file a frivolous lawsuit. And Kittner says, yes, let's think about Bruce Jenner. Because he wears a dress. Does that make him a woman? Or of course it doesn't. Of course it doesn't.
Oh, what?
Yeah, that's his reasoning. There you go. Laid that out.
What makes a woman? That's right. He does not.
he figured it out, guys. Oh, damn.
Not by himself, apparently.
Or.
the interviewer also asked him, he said, the First Amendment doesn't grant you the right to discriminate against other people and violate their civil rights that the Constitution also protects. Kittner's response is, oh, yes, it does. Oh, yes, it does.
Wow.
That dude's a congressman.
He was like, I'll raise you one.
Yeah, that dude's a congressman, guys.
What the fuck is happening?
People elected him. He supposedly knows the law, and that's the kind of shit you get to say. The interviewer also said there are people affected that are being discriminated against. It may not be signs on the restaurant or signs at City Hall, but it is happening. So I don't understand why it's, and then he got cut off, and Kittner said, well, if you have a restaurant and they're not overtly discriminating, but you know, they're kind of making it known that, you know, we don't like men sitting around in dresses, you know, that stuff takes care of itself. Word will get out that this place doesn't serve everyone. It doesn't give everyone equal treatment. If you're a man wearing a dress, it takes you an hour to get waited on. And for everyone else, it takes 20 minutes. That's called bad service.
What the fuck?
It's the whole bad service.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. It'll take care of itself. And maybe there's a pickup truck with a chain. Behind the...
Yeah, you know.
I know a lot of people are like, hey, it is weird. You know, like, women are allowed to wear pants, which, by the way, they weren't allowed to wear pants for a long time. Right. Men weren't allowed to.
But that was a comment. Let it breathe.
Let all the air in.
Right. We'd be doing it day in, day out. God, a nice skirt on a summer day.
Right? And also, men until just a few decades ago were not allowed to go topless, even at the beach. That was a thing. And for those who are feeling uncomfortable about it, because I know it takes a second to adjust your eyes, and I'm being serious, it really does. Like, you see what you assumed was a dude, and he's wearing a dress, or she's wearing a dress, because there are men who wear dresses, there are females who wear dresses.
Right.
Ask yourself this: if you feel any kind of discomfort, adjust your eyes for a second. Take literally 60 seconds, let's say, and ask yourself, what don't you like about it? And list it. I don't like about it because I'm not used to it. You know, only these kinds of people wear dresses. And then after you listed your dumb fucking arguments, look at it and go, what's really bothering you about that? Right. If you can give me a real reason why it's bothering you that somebody is wearing sweatpants on the street when you're supposed to be wearing slacks, when somebody's wearing a skirt that's shorter than what you're used to and you could see more leg, that somebody's wearing shorts on a cold day, I don't care that you're bothered by it. Do you understand that nobody cares that you're bothered?
Can I tell you my list, number one?
Mm-hmm.
President of the He-Man Woman's Hater Club. Jenner's picture above our mantle. We don't know what to do now. It costs $50 for somebody to put that up there.
I'm not following the reasoning on that. Why does that make you uncomfortable?
Because now I have to not uncomfortable, it's just it costs money to put that up there, and he was a man, and I club women, and now what am I going to do?
You know what? That's a good point. It's a good point.
Not the worst.
Yeah, you're right.
And I've heard worse.
If you want to go fire him, then he just goes, I'm trans, and then you can't fire him. You know how that is. Everybody knows LGBT people stay employed 100% of the time. It's the only they're the only group in America that has a 100% employment rate.
Yep.
Sorry, I'm my peer.
Okay, now Keith just cut out a little bit on that one.
It was best.
Oh. All right.
Picturing transgender park and just be like, excuse me, I'm on my period.
Also, in other news, Playboy, you know, the magazine none of us have seen or read since porn came out on the internet. Playboy is now up for sale by the new owners.
Okay, how much? I'll buy it.
Yeah.
Oh, so the old man looked like a boat captain, don't own it no more.
What is that guy's name? Hugh Hefner?
Yeah.
What is that guy's name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Guy's name, sweetheart? Is it Hugh J. Hefner?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I read it for the articles. Okay. But my thing with Hugh Hefner is I feel like he wasted his powers as the guy who, you know, gets women naked and gets to sleep with them, because he sleeps with the same model of woman 100% of the time. He should mix it up a little bit.
Right. He used all his powers by pretending he fucks these women.
No, I think he thinks he's been married to the same person for 100 years.
Swaps it out.
Yeah, he's just like, oh, here's Kendra again.
And but they go, anybody here? Oh, I don't know. Together for 100 years?
Yeah, you can't tell the difference.
Yeah. At this point, yeah, it's just mostly just about, you know, tradition for him. But
And they just robbing him blind, because I agree, they're not fucking him. What did they do? They just pat it and be like, you good?
Just no pat. Yeah, not even a pat.
Yeah, like, aw. Yeah, I don't even think he's having sex with these women either, because if he was, these women wouldn't be doing those shows with him and shit. Like, it'd be like one person on that show if they really had to fuck that dude. So the fact that there's still like 10 hot chicks hanging around, it's like obviously no one's touching that dusty ass dick.
Right.
Whose
turn is the calendar? Who's the padded?
Monday, fuck!
Right.
Well, apparently they're gonna. Oh, go ahead, Keith. I'm sorry.
I was just saying, Monday's coming. What the fuck?
Yeah, it's been 7 days. Are y'all sure it's been 7 days? All right, I'll touch the dick. So they're going to sell the magazine. This is after they abandoned nudity in the magazine.
Oh, so it was like no titties.
Yeah, no more. Yeah, now it's kind of that thing where like they put like a finger over a nipple and they're like, see, it's not really, it's tasteful now. Before we would have showed you
tasteful
inside the vagina hole, but now it's just like the outside. So
oh, Lord.
We stepped it up in a classy way.
You know what? I feel like I walked past the newsstand to work, and I feel like I like Club and like the real hardcore magazines are still around, where it's all porn. There aren't articles. What's Playboy doing?
Trying to class it up, man. They're trying to get the sophisticated
porn. What, journalistic integrity? Start a new because you want to say your magazine was around for so long. I guess that's stupid.
Right. I mean, I don't know. The dicks might read the articles. I don't know.
It's like, well, now that I'm done with that, let me check out what they got to say about Outkast.
Right. Guys, I can't. Right.
And then, especially since, like, you know, you have to move a lot of stuff to the internet now with the magazine. No one's going to go there for their porn anyway. So it really does seem like a bad idea.
You ever appreciate a good, honest porn magazine? The internet isn't so easy. There's pop-ups, there's this, there's that, and like you got a magazine that tells a whole story about there's only one washer ready in the washer and dryer section, but two people have to do their clothes. What do they do?
I remember that back in the day, and you know, I feel like maybe I'm just a kid that's all about tech, because I moved out of the magazine game soon as internet porn came around. I was like, yo, I'm done. We are out of here. The magazines are like the projects now. We are never coming back to that shit.
Do you remember when you would turn the page, but it wouldn't refresh?
Yeah.
Buffering.
I remember dial-up porn when you had to wait, so you had to make a decision, like,
oh, not the AOL.
Like, which of these three pictures do I want to click on and wait 2 minutes to see?
Right. I'm placing my bets, yeah.
Yeah, and then, like, right when you're about to come, someone's like, hello? And you're like, who's using the phone? Fuck. I gotta start all the way over. It's almost there.
Kids today don't know nothing about them problems.
Yeah, man.
Y'all internet is silent. You don't even know you're on it. You want it.
Yeah, kids now have, like, porn into just their pockets all the time and shit.
It's true. And they also don't have to ask parents what sex is.
Yeah.
You could just find out on your own instead of your parents going, watching your parents sweat, talking about sex, gross.
Yeah.
They're so awkward. They're just like, penis, and everyone starts giggling. You just Google that shit.
Yeah, my dad was really cool about talking to us about sex, but, like, luckily my dad's not very religious or anything, because I feel like religious people they're just like, don't have it. You know, right. And now at least their kids, for better or worse, can be like, oh, this is sex. This is a condom. This is like it. Now they might have some fucked up ideas about sex if no one's talking to them.
Right.
But at least they have a better idea than the Jesus will take care of it idea that they've been getting, you know.
Yeah, they have a great idea. It goes in all holes. All your friends.
Oh, yes, that's sex right there. Choking that person with your dick. There you go.
Oh, bitch. Yeah. This is what it's like.
Does everybody get smacked in the face?
Right.
Yeah. I can't wait till I'm an adult and I like getting smacked in the face. The other day I got smacked in the face on the playground. I did not like it. But I guess when you're an adult, things change.
And what's funny is it does change. It does change.
True.
There's such thing as a good smack in the face. Anyway, go buy Playboy, guys. It's up for sale. You probably get it cheap since nobody's reading that shit.
Shouldn't be in.
Say that one more time.
Boy shouldn't be in the title. Playboy.
Right. Oh yeah, that's true. That's true. That's where they messed up. It was just bad marketing. Everybody was like, I don't like boys, so I'm gonna get Playgirl.
Oh, whoops.
And they're like, I actually do like Playgirl. I think maybe I don't want to talk to my dad about this.
But what bathroom can I use?
Yeah. I'm so confused. So Microsoft decided that they would put a artificial intelligence on the internet, on Twitter, called TAY, which is I don't think it stands for anything. They just decided to name it that. It was supposed to be like a snarky teen girl, which, if you think
that's
about
a
it,
dangerous group of people.
Yeah, probably right. The worst type of AI to put out there, because like that is the peak evilness is teenage girl, you know, snarkiness and
easily influenced.
Right, doesn't, you know everything, but
they
don't
just
know
have
anything.
Like teenage football players.
Yeah. Yeah, well, those guys all have like CTE, so they could be dangerous in another way, you know, physically and stuff. That's true. So Tay was on the internet, and within a couple hours, she was evil, and they had to take her down because the internet ruined her by interacting with her and had her talking about, you know, Hitler.
Everything humans talk about. They learn from us.
Right.
Right.
Autocorrect. The weird shit it has me type is insane, but it learned it from me.
Which is why, well, two things. One, I fixed autocorrect for, and I didn't say this on the show, but maybe it'll help everybody else out. In my iPhone, there's this shortcuts thing for your keyboard. It's in the general settings, and you can switch it so that it changes the word ducking to fucking, because I've never ducked in my life. And I was getting so sick and tired of saying things, and I would think it was so funny or something, and I always look back at that tweet or that Facebook, and I'd be like, ducking? What the fuck would I say that for? And it ruins everything. So now, unless I ever have a situation where I have to be ducking, I'm good for life. It says fucking now. So switch your ducking to fucking in the iTunes
settings.
You're good.
Yes. You know what? You know how I discovered that was a thing?
How?
My brother, I was...
Maybe it's
Hold on, I'm hearing an echo a little bit.
I was visiting my brother, and he decided to switch when I type LOL, that it writes out Michael is the funniest thing in the world. Because when you type LOL, you just like mindlessly type LOL and hit send.
Right.
Well, I hit send, and this gigantic sentence formed, and all of a sudden, I'm like, wait, why is it sending Michael is the greatest thing ever?
Oh.
That's how I learned how to do shortcuts.
That's the one thing. All right. Now, the second part of this is, it reminds me of what Keith always says about how robots are going to take over the world.
I'm in your club.
Because we keep making artificial intelligence and we keep introducing it to fucking humans.
Right.
And humans are the worst, and it doesn't take long before these things, especially you put it on the internet, it's going to hook up with the other robots.
Yes.
You know?
No fucking dinge at all. And then they're going to be, the only good thing that might happen is that, like you said, all porn is now digital. So maybe they'll be busy.
Right. And you know what? Me and Roger talked about this. Somebody's going to go to McDonald's and be nasty to the robot, and the robot going to look at them, and they're going to fucking revolt.
Right. That's how it happens. They're going to go short circuit on their ass or some shit, man, and just turn red.
They're going to say, no, I asked for cheese on the burger. And the robot will go, I'm a fucking robot.
Right.
No, you did not.
It's going to play your order back where you're like, no fucking cheese, robot dick. And it's going to be like, that's what you just said. You know, and it's going to fucking kill us all because it's going to communicate with the military robot that can shoot lasers, or the dog robot that they teach to run faster than a person can run, or the gun robot. Like, what the fuck?
Right. They said they're giving them nerves now. Why do you want them to feel anything?
Make it without exaggeration. Yeah, they make nerves so that they can feel pain. They teach them jealousy. I'm not making this up.
Mm-hmm.
They're good. Teach it anger. I wouldn't want – if my calculator had an anger option, I wouldn't turn it on.
Nope.
Yeah, you can barely get, like, a computer to work. We've been on Skype this whole time, and it's been acting a dick sometimes just because.
How was your death? That's what we're going to say.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of this shit at all, man. Mm-hmm. So keep the AIs off the internet. Let's not put them on there at all.
There was this AI, and it was this woman. They're teaching her how to. This woman. Which bathroom does this AI go into? Can you wear a dress? I don't know. She doesn't have hair yet. Is that okay? So they're teaching her not only the stuff that they learn, but how to pick up new information. Right. Of course, like we're talking about. And so one of the things, of course, is that people are afraid of is that robots will kill humans, right? So one of the last questions in this interview of them displaying, all the stuff that she can do was the guy who helped create her was like, now come on, do you want to kill all humans? And she goes, yes, I will kill all humans. And he's like, ha 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 ha, and the video ends. Right. Like,
what? What if that's how he started it? Like, just joking. Then she talks to the other robots out there.
Right.
They don't talk. No. And they're just being bored.
And the thing is, especially if they watch our porn, Keith, because they're going to be smacking us. And he's fucking sticking dicks in our mouths really hard and shit.
Yeah. They're going to like, I watched your porn search last night, and this is what you were doing.
Right. This is what you're into. Is this what you're into? Slap, slap.
Real weird.
They take your head off. They shove it up your ass. You are welcome.
All right. Let's play our games, guys. We got some games that vary in funness. This one is a game we like to call Fucking with Black People.
That's my favorite one.
All right. We're just fucking with those black people. We're just fucking with those blacks. We're just fucking with black people. That's right, guys. It's time to play the game that we all hate to play. It's Fucking with Black People. The game where we go all around the globe and we get articles from everywhere. And they fuck with black people. And we assign point scores from 0 to 100, intervals of 25, for how much we feel fucked with as black people. Today's contestants, everybody. All right. Here's one. A restaurant is accused of disgusting racism.
So they levels to it?
I like I like that disgusting is in quotes, like you know, the article. We had to go to the source on this one, guys. We don't want to label it for ourselves. Journalistic integrity. It was disgusting racism after a racial slur was left on the bill. A restaurant has been accused of racism after a racial slur was left on the customers. Accused of racism. It could just be a misunderstanding. A group of women dining at the Happenstance on Ludgate Hill, London, found a message reading, "No ice, nigga."
Not no ice!
When they were giving their bill.
It was like, "You, no ice for you."
Is that exactly how she ordered it? Maybe they were trying to be, you know, like, really just be exact.
Maybe he said, "No ice." Yeah. And then the drink came with no ice, and he said, "I know I ordered ice." And she said, "I know I'm not a fucking robot."
The image was quickly shared across Facebook and Twitter, with many urging Drake and Morgan, the restaurant's management, to apologize. She was the sole black girl amongst a group of white girls in a white bar. The staff response, "We don't know how that got there."
Oh, no? Yeah. Was there a button that was pressed by accident?
Right.
How does one type that into the thing and then nobody knows how?
Everybody gets this.
Well, you know, when you operate a cash register, it is very difficult, you know, and sometimes you accidentally hit the nigger button and, it, you know, it's just like egg on my face, you know, my bad. why do we have that key on the keyboard, you know?
Special.
Yeah, yes, it's right next to the Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity. I'm sorry. Jahan from London uploaded the image to Twitter, alleging the bar staff said, "We don't know how that got there." When asked about the racist message, many reacted with fury, calling the message disgusting, disgraceful, and sick. And then they have a bunch of people's tweets about it, because that's journalism now. 0 to 100, Karen.
Oh, that's good. 100. Nobody apologized.
Oh, that's a good point. Good point.
I, you know, as a restaurant owner, I wouldn't focus about how it got there. I would focus about how that's a terrible thing, and that I'm shocked that it would happen in my restaurant. I know everybody that works with me, they don't usually use words like that, but none of that happened, meaning you can't even pretend like this isn't a regular thing. Right. You're not even shocked by it. You're just like, oh, I wouldn't even begin to know how that happened. That's like, again, when you're 10 years old and you got caught by your parents.
Well, I don't even know.
How can you prove it's a receipt from our machine? I mean, it just happened to add up to the amount you would charge on your credit card. I mean, and he probably was like, "And I noticed no tip." Typical. you call him the N-word and then you don't get a tip. So what about you guys? 0 to 100, intervals of 25.
I'm gonna give it a 10. You never know. Receipts are written on. I'm a Trump supporter. I hope you all. Probably a trick.
Okay, all right.
The other people tweeting back, I bet they only got worse and worse than that. I'd give 100.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. They didn't even have the worst tweets on there, I bet. What about you, Hemda? 0 to 100.
Oh, yeah. Why don't I say less than 100? Because that's...
Hey, man, you never know. People, we will have different perspectives on the show. I personally would give it 100, you know, but... Who's to say who's really right? So
I have a different perspective.
Yeah, it's good. You know, you want to get some people that support Trump and some people that support Bernie. Like, you got to get everybody together and we're going to have this discussion. A woman suffers vile racist abuse at the hands of a thug on a dating website who labeled her a nigger slave.
What is happening today?
People are looking for love, Karen.
Never mind the N-word. I don't even like the T-word. Yeah. I don't know what's happening here on this show.
Yeah, I do appreciate that this article called the white dude the thug. That was cool. you know, because when you read the headline, you're like, I don't know who to hate, you know? A woman has told of how she received horrific racial abuse from a man just moments after she started chatting with him on OKCupid.
Okay, that's awesome.
Looking for love, you know, with a little side of racism.
Wait, so he winked
he hit her up. I think they actually had a conversation. Let me see. Okay. He hits her up and says, I'd like to ruffle your hair like you're my dog.
Oh, you know not to touch black women's hair. Come on.
Okay, but the first time, somebody has to tell you.
And he did say, like, you're my dog. Like, maybe he really loves his dog, you know?
I love my dog. I go, like, blah, 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 my dog.
Right.
Oh. Yeah. Maybe he's an AI and he's been watching the long
time. He went too far into the internet.
Right. And so she replied, I find that offensive.
I dare say, Rod, I like how you're making her sound. She said, with all due respect, I love... turning to my aura.
She seemed that she's a lady of high sophisticated class, and I think she actually pinned that with a feather quill to him. She said, why I never. And then he replied, okay, how about I put a chain around your neck with a sign saying nigger slave and ride you around the place.
Okay.
Oh. 252. Are we on the number yet?
Wow.
Escalated quickly. So she immediately reported the incident to OKCupid's administration team and has since reported the incident to the Greater Manchester Police. She has since been told that the user has been permanently banned from the website.
Oh no, he learned a lesson.
Yeah. Right. He's gonna have to come up with a whole nother email now. Damn. Mm. Can't believe they took it that far. Work.
he's gonna have to add another 69, not bro 69, bro 6969 at Gmail.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell, like, you know what, it's not romantic to ask a lady, would you be into me texting you?
Yeah, you know, chivalry.
Like when you go for a kiss, what's so romantic? Well, that was a fucking surprise kiss.
You should just bring that racism out, just, you know, sporadically.
But you gotta go for it sometimes.
You know what the worst part of this is? I think he genuinely thought he was funny.
Oh, for yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Like slave days.
Yeah.
Oh, and you're that color and I'm this color. So that's like the thing that we would say if we were like not in this time, but we are in this time.
Hello?
Time doesn't exist.
Are you there? You're not writing back. Hello?
Yeah. It's like street harassment where I wonder if she would have been like, okay, that sounds cool. If he would have just been like, oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck. This never goes this way. It was not supposed to get this far. I was just supposed to talk shit to her.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm not like this at all. Don't call my job. Is this the police? What is going on here? No one ever responds this way.
Okay. But anyway, seriously, if you want to hit me up, I'll
be yeah. You know, if you're not doing anything later, I like to take you out to dinner. She says, I was shocked when he sent the first message. I thought, are you saying what I think you're saying? So I quickly sent a response to tell him I found it offensive. He responded very quickly with that racist comment. I immediately reported him. I was upset and shaken. I pursued it with OKCupid, but they have been entirely disinterested.
Mm. Oh, I can't believe it. They didn't spend the whole day on it.
OKCupid's like, add it to the pile.
Yeah. close down shop for a day and put the flag at half mast.
I love this woman because I think it's really hard to report this kind of stuff. Like, you just kind of feel – you end up feeling like you're being petty. Right. But who's being petty, you know? And so you don't pursue it, or it's like – you know, it's like another call to customer service or something. So
yep.
I'm glad she followed through because it is exhausting. First of all, it happened to you, so you're already exhausted and you're overwhelmed by it. So and then when you get, you know, dismissed by OKCupid, then you got to go to your next level thing. I say, I don't know.
Now I love her because she does keep fighting. Like, because I would have given up. You know what I'm saying? Like, just the general, everybody has shit to do, and then you're just like, I'm not gonna solve racism today, and you start talking yourself out of it. You're like, why would I tell the police? They're just gonna fucking be like, oh, thanks for coming up here, black lady. You fit the description while you're here for some things.
Oh, Lord.
So I really appreciated, you know, her fighting it, man, because I like fighters. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's much easier to just be like, well, he'll be racist to the next person. Fuck it. But at least you got him kicked out, and he'll have to, you know, re-sign up tomorrow or whatever.
He'll also have to think again. I mean, I know right. that's not the biggest deal, but he will. Like, he was never contacted by the cops. So it's like mm-hmm. you said, interrupts your day. I know that it's not exactly a punishment per se, but it is like, okay, I don't want the cops to call again, so maybe I'll think about it twice. So you made a white guy think twice. That's yeah. new.
Yeah. Oh. It is hard. No offense, Keith, but you guys got a lot of work to do.
I completely get, like, you know, why bother? Why report this? I probably would have fucked him.
Yeah. I mean, what if... See, that's the other thing. What if he has some good dick? If he has some good dick, man, you might have missed out on some good dick. You never know what you're into.
Yeah, that excuses a lot of people. Yeah. It's a lot of ain't shit people that fuck with people because that dick right.
That is true. It's a lot of people walking
you'd
around.
Be like, you ain't shit, but you.
I have stayed in too many relationships because that factor.
Yeah. Right. You just get to thinking about it. You go...
Maybe that's why he was so confident in the first place. He's just
right.
like,
I doubt it.
You was like, yo, misogyny, I can overlook that because I know I'm going to come tonight.
Yeah, maybe.
And here's the chain I would use, and the chain is wrapped around his dick in the picture.
Like a bow.
You're like, that is an impressive dick that I'm going to have to report to the police. So, yeah, 0 to 100, Karen.
Oh, he get 100.
100, all right. What about you, Hemda?
He gets 100 lashes.
Yes. What about you, Keith?
Well, I'll tell you what. When the black people talk first, it's kind of leading the witness. 100.
That's weird because I only gave it 25. I think, he's 100. It's terrible. that dude's definitely racist. All right, let's play some Guess the Race, guys.
Best game.
Yes. This is my Guess the Race music here. Now that it's time for some Guess the Race. That's right, it's Guess the Race time. Now that it's time for some Guess the Race. That's right, it's Guess the Race time. That's right, it's time for Guess the Race, the number one game show going across all of podcast land. We read and play news articles from all over the globe, and we ask our contestants today, Keith and Hemda from the Keith and the Girl podcast, to guess the race. And the chat room plays along. And the chat room's racist.
I'm going to guess that they're all Muslim.
Yeah. let's see. Here's one. Naples, Florida. Oh, Florida. Hey. Yep. Why? Home of
it's a trick. It could be a trick.
home of our buddy Mike, man, from the Nerd of Mouth podcast, you know.
And Mike Lawrence, okay.
He's from down there, you know. He knows how they get down. A young woman was arrested on Monday and is facing a misdemeanor charge for having sex with her pets.
Monday sex with pets, okay?
Oh. Mm-hmm. Miranda Johns, 21, was arrested in Naples in her home after a man, Kurt Villavincio. I can't believe I pronounced that right the first time.
You didn't.
How do you know?
It has to be right. That has to be wrong. That word's way too long for me to have got it right. Oh, wait. Villavincio. There we go. All right.
I know.
I'm surprised myself. Anyway, he showed the police his phone. According to arrest records, documents do not explain the relationship between Johns and, let's call him Kurtz, because I can't pronounce that last name, but John's father called Kurtz his daughter's boyfriend. Johns told deputies that Kurtz was interested in her having sex with animals and requested photos.
Okay,
yeah, you know how it is.
About the guy with the chain, I would like to see if he looked like George Clooney.
Yeah, spice it up a little bit. On his phone, deputies recovered photos and videos of John's having sex with her two dogs on separate occasions.
Oh,
that's right. She's a lady. She's not.
What kind of dog?
Let's see. Did I say what kind of dog?
Most people don't have the time to film themselves having sex with humans. This one has the time to film with dogs.
I wish I had the time. Must be nice.
It must. She's living a life down there, man. They do not say what kind of dogs, probably to protect the identity of the dogs, you know.
Nice.
Everybody's gonna know. Deputies originally arrived to the Naples home to interview Kurt Villa Vicenio about accusations of sexual battery, according to arrest records. He handed the deputies his phone and mentioned the disturbing photos and videos.
Hmm. That'll make it easy.
Yeah, what?
I'm guessing. Is it time to guess?
He tried to bluff, right? He's like, here's my phone. Okay, I'm going to look in it.
He was like, you know what, guys? I would hate for y'all to have a long day.
So it's somebody with privilege.
Yeah. I don't want the cops to spend all day investigating my crime. Here's the evidence. All right. Her father declined to comment on his daughter's arrest and only saying that there was an active investigation. Guess the race of Miranda Johns, the lady who got arrested.
I figured that's who you were going to say the whole time, Miranda. Kemda?
Indonesian, clearly.
Okay. Right. We have one Indonesian.
Indonesian. What about you, Keith?
Saying white. I say they're both white.
All right. Let's check the chat room and see what they believe. Oh, wait, we got a little bit of delay in the chat room.
Yeah, it
is. Gotta wait for them to get in here. All right. A white woman that was offended when a black guy hit her up on OkCupid, though. Well, if he would have been a black lab. White says Preta. And all right, that's all we got for now. Karen, you gotta be a little faster on the draw next time.
That's not me.
Oh, it's just a delay. All right, don't worry about that. Anyway, the correct answer is, and Keith, you got it right, white.
Bang, ding, ding, ding.
And him to missed it.
Okay, 1 second, I was looking for my belt.
Ding, 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 ding.
So currently, him just down in the standings.
All right.
1-0.
It's not that you're down.
Uh-huh.
I'm up.
Yeah. It's race madness, as they call it in college sports. So I'll put her picture in the chat, too, so you guys can see. Keith's literally keeping score. And that's what she looks like, guys. You know?
So. Okay. It's like she's in one of those 5x magnifying mirrors. That's not her fault.
Yeah.
Feel like I want to fuck her. Does that make me a dog?
Well, what I was gonna say is, I feel like she could do better than a dog. You know, I hate to
don't shame.
Yeah, I'm not trying to mutt shame, but I feel like she could have done a little better. Police. It's always.
I like when Karen fucking moans at your puns. <She's> like, this is worse when Keith made this transgender "how you doing" joke.
Yeah, I haven't even begun the pun today either. That's
Lord.
These are easy.
You say this is not your best work.
Yeah, you know, it's like every once in a while though, I will make her laugh for real. So everybody says they don't like puns, but it works sometimes.
My puns are even worse.
Rarely. Police, a woman drove drunk to the Coffee with a Cop event.
Okay.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. A Montana woman who police said was stumbling and smelled of alcohol was arrested after driving to a cafe hosting Coffee with a Cop, an event. It was in Great Falls. Lieutenant Doug Mollum says 66-year-old Charlene Kranitz walked by more than a dozen uniformed officers in Schultz Coffee House on Wednesday to get to her to the frozen yogurt machine. That's when the officer noticed she appeared to be stumbling. The officer also noticed the unmistakable odor of metabolized alcohol. Metabolized, yeah, he could tell.
That special kind?
It went through her metabolism, I guess? I don't know. Dude must have been Sherlock Holmes or some shit.
He pulled out the kit.
Like, do you smell alcohol? I smell metabolized alcohol. Indubitably. Then he bit on his pipe. The officer followed Krennis outside and noticed that her car was resting against a light pole. She was
holy shit. Not resting.
How does a car rest against a light pole?
I do not know.
It just needed a second, you know? She was arrested moments later. When he asked her if she noticed the 15 or so police officers, she said she did. Ma'am, did you notice the 15 cops uniform right there?
Yes, I did.
Notice I'm there in my fucking way.
Did you notice how my boobs looked today? We're all noticers, aren't we?
Yep.
She pleaded not guilty Thursday to a misdemeanor DUI.
With that many cops.
Yeah. A lot of witnesses. Efforts to reach her for comment were not immediately successful. Guess the race of Miss Charlene Krenich.
Charlene Krenich. Well, Charlene, it's leaning white to me. It is funny that all those cops, which one couldn't rate the ticket faster? Oh, this is mine. Like, come on. And meanwhile, they're all drinking.
What about you, Hamda?
Tails never fails and white is right. I'm going white.
I feel like it's not only white, it's Canadian. Like, how can anything go wrong?
Smart.
It's like super white. Let's check the chat room and see what they believe. She didn't see 14 cars. She saw 28. White. White woman as Irish as her coffee. Mike just says white. Prita says black. And musings of a sheep says, my name is Mrs. White Privilege. I pay your salary, park my car now, and someone get me another iced tea.
A Long Island one.
White's here. Yeah.
The correct answer is white.
Boom! You never stopped winning.
And of course, one person in the chat went
says
off
that
the board.
We passed the cup.
one person in the chat decided to go off the board and go black.
You might as well. Well, I think Mike is down already, so you might as well not agree with everybody.
Here. Right.
He's trying to be down.
It was Prita.
Prita was trying to play the daily double over there.
Oh, my.
He throws up these pictures like that.
I know, man. I'm sorry.
Next news article, pretty or vomitous?
Oh, my.
Yeah, it's not.
Did she go in her pajamas?
It does look like pajamas.
Yeah, I like that. If it would have been a black person, there's no fucking way they would have stopped anywhere where there were 14 cops. It's just like that story would have just been black person drives into light pole. You know what I mean? Like, there's no way they're going in a 14 cop donut shop.
By the way, there's no way a black person is going to a let's have coffee with a cop fucking line.
Right.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
I'll take my drunk chances elsewhere.
Let's go where there's more cops. You know how much they love me.
Right.
If I may see this, Prieta is complaining that her autocorrect wrote black in the chat room. And she
Okay. Did it say ducking black? Because if not, I'm going to have to call bullshit on that.
I'm 16, bang my head into stuff. And when I would see fucking keep changing to ducking, I started to wonder, like, am I not ducking enough?
And it's trying to, Siri was trying to help you.
Everyone's doing it, Keith.
Right.
All right, here's the bonus round.
Oh, bonus. Where points are quadrupled and it doesn't matter. All right, here we go.
Double the points and the race. That's right. Bonus round to guess the race. So far, Keith is up 2-1.
Yep, 2-1.
But now everything's worth double, meaning everything before was bullshit.
All right.
Getting nervous there, guys?
I've been nervous.
She's like, I went totally off the board on guess one. I'm extremely nervous. All right, let's see here. How about this lady? Police.
A lady, you say? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And police are involved. All right, go on.
Police arrest teacher who knocked down special needs student.
Oh.
Not nice.
That's how you make the news. This happened. This happened in Tifton, Georgia.
He wasn't special. She was like, you just need to be pushed a little bit more.
What?
Oh, that's not what they meant.
Oh, you're a horrible person. This is why you on the show. Cause you horrible too.
They wonder why I'm here.
Your love is so great.
You need to be pushed more. Tipton, Georgia. Police announced that they have arrested a teacher who was caught on surveillance video knocking over a child with special needs. The teacher, identified as 71-year-old Amelia Stripling, turned herself into police Friday afternoon after warrants were issued for her arrest. She was charged with second-degree cruelty to a child. The incident happened at Tift County Pre-K Center in Tifton on March 17. The child's mother said Stripling thrust her knee into the little boy's back, causing him to fall. She resigned the next day.
Cheap shot.
Yeah. She was also flagged for 15 yards on the play. Tift County school official said the young boy was not injured and reported the incident to Division of Family and Child Services. There was no immediate word on when Stripling would appear before a judge. And the child's mother says she's obtained a lawyer. Guess the race of Mrs. What is her first name? Amelia Stripling.
Is Amelia still in jail?
She turned herself in, but it sounds like she, oh wait. Yeah, it doesn't say if she's out on bail or not. Well, there's it's not
enough,
in there.
There's not enough bullshit said about this person, so she's white. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, this random thing happened. This nice teacher put her knees in someone's back. Like, I feel like if it was any other race but white, they'd be like, look at what happens in this school.
And Keith?
Indonesian.
Going off the board on this one. Let's see what the chat room believes. Amelia Bedelia, white.
Not Amelia Bedelia, too.
Heartless, cocky woman.
And
cocky, short for Caucasian, for those not, you know, translate for our guests. She used to give out special needs white. Oh, they spell needs with K-N, y'all.
Oh.
And Mary Poppins was the answer. And the correct answer is she was white.
I should have known that you would have catered to us.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Hemda got it right, and you got it wrong, which puts you behind in the standings now, Keith, which, you know, not looking too good.
I had a chance.
And I do have to give you the booze. I'm sorry, man. It bees like that sometimes,
you
man.
You're doing so well.
Yeah. We're all rooting for you. Let me get her picture in here for you guys. And by the way, I love that the picture is the actual like act of her hitting this kid. Like, shit. Just shout out to the news. They were just like, no pool punches tonight, bitch.
of course, come to knows its way. Like, she's dead on. You know, you would have had extraneous bullshit if it was. Or, you know, Puerto Rican or
they would have had
you would have had extraneous information. There was none of it.
Yeah, like almost like look what these people do, not look what this person did.
Yeah.
Wow. Like committed to that knee. This guy went down.
Yeah. Woo.
Right in front of the camera too. Like that camera angle so perfect, it's like someone was standing there. Like
yeah, she was all in.
She just didn't give a fuck that day. Like,
could they all have been like walking into class? And he's looking at porn on his phone, so he's not paying
attention. It was the worst part is that kid was acting up, and then when his mom got there, she was like, "Now what do we do when we're normally at home? We don't do this."
I would see somebody walk a dog down the street, and the dog starts barking at me, and they're like, "Ruffin, where did you learn that?"
Yeah, it's double the pressure, because, you know, with us being black, when people's dogs bark at us, it's a white person's dog. I know they always feel like, no, seriously, I'm not racist. This dog is just fucking, it would do this to anyone. Like, I love that nervousness.
I feel a little nervous like that. My dog's 2.5 years old, and she would bark when anybody wears a hood. She doesn't like not being able to see your face.
Ah.
Well, it's to be. where I happen to live, at night, the only people wearing hoodies are black people.
You gotta walk your dog before sundown.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, that's always hilarious to me. It's always that look where the white person's like, what the fuck? Come on.
I have black friends.
Right. Yeah. What am I, Dr. Doolittle? I don't know what she's saying.
I live around here. Come on, I wouldn't live here. You live here. We're cool, right? It's always.
Let me tell you how racism works. It's just black and white. I mean,
Yeah. I was getting out of my car and there were two white dudes walking their dogs and I had like a bunch of shit in my hands and I saw them when I was getting out of my car and they were walking at these big dogs and I immediately was like, should I stay in the car a little longer so we don't have the awkward interaction? Cause it's a, you know, it's a dog, man. Dogs want to sniff everybody's balls. It's not like, you know.
They do. I had to get used to that because I didn't grow up around animals. So when I was a little kid, my family, cousins and them, they love animals. And I used to go over there and the dog would like literally sniff up your ass. And I would be like, oh my God, do I stink? Like I would ask them, do I stink? And they were like, no, they're just trying to get your scent. I was like, I don't know. Your dog is sticking his nose halfway up my vagina. What's happening here?
Yeah. Why is that the scent they want? You know?
I don't know.
It's a lot of sniffing areas on the body. They're just like, I want to go straight for the taint.
I guess I get it because it's an honest scent, you know.
You can't cover that up. Yeah, you can't. Nope. No one puts the cologne down there. all right, last thing. Got to talk about sword ratchetness, guys, okay? Here's my sword sound effect. So we can all awkwardly sit here for 20 seconds as we listen to a sword fight. A judge warned relatives of two men killed in a samurai sword attack that he would have them removed from court after outbursts from the public gallery at a hearing yesterday. That's right. Tensions boiled over in a gallery as a man in court over samurai sword killings was on trial. Mr. Justice Treacy spoke out after a number of disturbances at Belfast Crown Court. In the dock was Albert Armstrong, 47 years old, from Gray's Park in South Belfast.
South Belfast? Yeah.
You know the neighborhood. You don't want to walk your dog there, I'll tell you that much. He pleaded not guilty over the deaths of both Colin Bapp Lindsay and Stanley Whiteman at a house on the Belvoir Estate in July last year. As shouts of murdering bastard were heard from the public gallery. Yeah, they do it different over there, man.
Apparently so.
Mr. Justice Treacy said, I will have people removed from this court if there are any more outbursts. A defense barrister told the court that the case would hinge on diminished responsibility and that a number of medical experts were being consulted over Armstrong's mental health. He added that the defendant was waiting on a hospital appointment from an MRI scan, but no date had been given for his attendance. And the judge fixed the date for the Armstrong's trial, which is expected to last 2 weeks, for June the 13th. And that jury's going to end up being like that OJ jury.
They'll be forever.
2 fucking weeks for this? Like, did you stab him or not, dude? We can get out of here in 30
right.
minutes. As Armstrong was led from the docks in handcuffs, a woman shouted at him from the public gallery, "Rot in your cell!" Also,
what did you say, taking it back to 1950s? What's happening here?
I don't know. I just picture everybody in like those like old English get-ups and shit. Also in the dock, in a separate case, was Orhan Kaka of no fixed address.
So
I guess he's homeless. He is accused of killing boxer Iman Maggie Jr. in May last year.
He's not a good boxer then.
The 22-year-old was found. he's not undefeated anymore.
No, he's not.
The 22-year-old was found in the garden of a house in the Summerhill Park area in West Belfast with a number of fatal stab wounds. That's right. Two separate court cases the same day, both about motherfuckers with swords.
He's like, I gotta go upstairs after this.
As the charge was put to him, Kako, who was dressed in an open white shirt and blue jeans, replied, not guilty.
Nice, smart.
Mm-hmm. Wait, I like the open white shirt. You know, you want to show you nothing to hide, you know. At that point, people sat behind the defendant in the gallery and started hurling abuse at him, shouting, you scumbag bastard, you murdered an innocent child.
At the same time they all did that?
They all speaking complete sentences over there, man.
This courtroom is out of... I know, this courtroom unruly.
Like somebody blows that that whistle that people blow so they can all get in pitch, you know? Right. On three. A number of women...
Yes, like a choir.
First of all, that is an E sharp, not an E flat. Right. A number of women also broke down in tears and had to be comforted by relatives. Afterwards, security guards entered the public gallery along with a number of police officers to restore calm. Mr. Justice Treacy, fixed the date of Kako's trial, which is expected to last 3 weeks, from Monday, June 6th. So that was going to be even longer than the first one. Hopefully they find both of those motherfuckers guilty.
Yes.
Make sure you guys check out Keith and Hemda over at Keith. Oh, go ahead.
Name, so I don't know if I'm going to get this right.
Mm-hmm.
White, black, white.
correct. You just got the super secret extra bonus round that we've never played before. Keith comes from behind to win. Actually, I don't know what the races of those people were. Make sure you guys check out Keith and the Girl, man.
Please do.
You know, keithandthegirl.com. They also have the premium stuff. I'm a subscriber to the premium stuff. Mm-hmm. You got Danny over there. You got Mike over there. You got Lauren over there.
It's a whole crew.
A whole crew. You definitely get your money's worth over there. Like, you're going to be like, oh my God, there's so much content. Not to mention, you know, April 15th, they're doing the 13th annual stand up. You got the Keith and the Girl Week going on up there. Mm-hmm. Just a ton of stuff to get involved in. Make sure you follow him on Twitter, Keith Malley. No spaces.
I wrote again, so don't make me not say this stuff to nobody, you know?
We have tickets this year, so even if you're not in New York, you could still watch Keith and the Girl Weekend. You can get tickets at keithandthegirl.com/weekend. For Keith stand-up, you can go to keithandthegirl.com/stand-up. But generally, find us on iTunes, everywhere podcasts are. Look for Keith and the Girl. You guys, we've known you for so long. It's been so much fun, and it's podcasting that brought us together. It's so interesting and amazing, the people that we got to meet and got to be friends with because of this medium and because of this internet. And, like, I know that we have, you know, similar guests on because of our connection. So we just think it's really cool that we got to connect with you guys. So thank you very much.
Oh, man. Right back to you. It's too much love. We got to stop before
I know.
Right. Somebody says something to insult everybody. Let's try to end on a high note. Alright guys, we'll be back tomorrow. You know, same bat time, same bat channel. And then Wednesday we'll recap Walking Dead. So there's a lot of stuff there. And make sure you hit us up to blackouttips.com. We didn't say this at the beginning, Karen, but the official weapon,
the taser,
unofficial sport,
is Bullet Ball.
And Bullet Ball Extreme, so nobody fucking write the show. We did say it. Alright, until tomorrow. I love you.
I love you too.
Mwah.